It's tea tech time.
Yo, Nice Show TFM here. Hey, it's TP here. Now, one fun video editing app that can be used is called Video Leap. Now, you probably have not heard about this, but it is an AI video editing that's fun to use. The app requires a subscription purchase, and you get access to image generator from AI, AI filters, AI voice, AI recolor, and even AI uncrop, which means for your picture, it can be able to uncrop the pictures that you have. These amazing features will be able to salvage your videos and make your videos look even more amazing. The app itself isn't that hard to use as well, with a pretty straightforward interface allowing first-time users to navigate the app easily too. So overall, if you're looking for an AI video app, Video Leap is great for that. On TFM.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's T-Tech.
Hey, what's up, Nation? TFM here. Hey, it's TP. So right before CapCut was popular, one video editing software that I love to use is called Wondershare Filmora. Those who loved editing way before CapCut or way before this, you understand and know about this app. The app is really, really easy to use, great editing experience. However, while the app is free, there is limited access to the free option. And your videos will also be marked with watermarks as well, with only 720p of resolution available to be exported. So you gotta buy to have higher resolutions of video to be exported and also to remove the watermarks. The app has similar mechanics as the Window Media Editor, the one that we use back in the 90s to create videos. Nevertheless, for me, the app has fallen quite behind with its features and subpar tools as well. It even requires users to provide access to all your photos before editing, unlike CapCut, which you can actually add any videos you want without giving it access to go through all of your library, which I think is a very, very good feature, by the way, TFM.